This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We're going to move over now to Sheikh Ikran Sanalu.
Good morning to everyone. Respected excellences and dear guests, I stand before you today to address a topic of paramount importance: how Islam perceives the challenges of drugs and related mental health disorders and the dedicated measures taken by the Muslim organizations in Zambia to prevent these pressing issues. In a world grappling with the profound consequences of drug and its impact on mental health, it is crucial to explore how Islam views these challenges and the inspiring steps that the Muslim community has undertaken to address and prevent them. Islam, as a holistic faith, places great emphasis on mental health. The Quran, the holy book, and the sayings of Prophet Muhammad guide us to maintain a sound mind and a heart, recognizing that well-being encompasses spiritual, emotional, and psychological dimensions. In Islam, the concept of nafs underlines the importance of inner peace and tranquility. The Islamic teachings clearly discourage the consumption of substances that lead to intoxication. This prohibition is rooted in the desire to protect individuals from harm and maintain their mental and physical health. Drug addiction is one of the most significant causes of self-destructing and life-ruining behaviors. We have a clear affirmation about this. We have a clear affirmation about this reality, as the Almighty says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, and do not cast yourselves with your own hands into destruction. Now, the response from the Muslim community has demonstrated remarkable dedication to addressing these challenges. Number one, educational initiatives. Mosques, Islamic centers, and community organizations have launched educational programs to increase awareness about the harmful effects of drug abuse and mental health disorders. Support systems have been put in place. Many organizations have established support networks that offer assistance to individuals and families affected by drug addiction and mental health issues. These networks provide a safe space for open discussion and seeking help. Counseling services. The Muslim community recognizes the importance of professional mental health support. As such, there are now numerous Islamic counseling and mental health services available to provide culturally sensitive care. Chaplaincy services in correctional facilities. Chaplaincy services are offered in correctional facilities because the inmates need spiritual support. Their faith helps them cope with the tough emotions of being in prison, like feeling sad, scared, and separated from family members. They might feel guilty, like they've lost their freedom, and need guidance. Our chaplains provide care and help them through these difficult times. The future plan is to expand these services to the hospitals as well. While progress has been made, challenges persist, including stigma and limited access to services. The Muslim organizations in Zambia actively seeks partnership with healthcare providers and mental health organizations to remove these barriers. In conclusion, the Muslim community, in harmony with the principles of Islam, acknowledges the gravity of drug abuse and mental health disorders. By fostering understanding, education, and support, we are taking meaningful steps to prevent these issues and ensure the well-being of the communities. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.